Then the crew of Pearl Queen and Bladden's otters were in the thick of it. The horde rats fought viciously, knowing they were fighting for their lives. Marielle and her company gave a ragged cheer as the rats who were attacking them turned and retreated down the passage. The battle flowed outward. Clashing steel echoed as South Swarders, aided by Pearl Queen's crew and Bladden's otters, matched their courage against the savagery of Silvermord's horde rats. Joseph pieced his way through the melee until he was at the side of Marielle and Dandin. Laying a rat senseless with a sweep of his stave, he grinned and bowed his grizzled head to them both.
Daughter!
Father!
Dandin!
Sir!
The bellmaker flinched as Marielle's gullwhacker whipped by his ear, taking out a rat who was sneaking up on him.
I see you still favour the old knotted rope,
he said. Gullwhacker hummed as Marielle swung it in a blurring pattern.
Aye, it's as good as any weapon when there's fighting to be done. Come on, let's give them blood and vinegar!
With a hearty roar, the three warriors threw themselves into the fray. Logalog and the Gowsham shrews had fought their way across the banqueting chamber. Several shrews fell to horde rat spears, until the Gowsim got the measure of their enemies. Then they fought in close, their deadly shrew rapiers laying the flow beasts low as they ducked in under the spear shafts. Bledden and his otters put bows and javelins to good use as they battled along the corridor and up flights of spiral stairs. Sometimes they would fight paw to paw, javelin against spear and pike. At other intervals, they found themselves crouching in doorways as they exchanged arrows with the rats. Durry, Roof and Fatch were fighting as a team. Slinging hard pebbles, they would pop up in strategic places, hail off a volley and drop down again, only to appear in another place. Roof spotted Silvermord, slinking along the side of a corridor. The vixen was looking for an avenue of escape. Threading her way between the horde rats that were back to the wall, she weaved sinuously toward one of the staircases, staying well away from the area where Muta and Rab were beset by a crowd of grey foe beasts. Setting a good-sized stone in his sling, Roof swung it hard and accurately. It struck the vixen somewhere between neck and shoulder, and she went down. Yelling triumphantly, the young squirrel threaded his way through the chaos to where Silvermord lay. Durry saw him go and followed him, calling out,
Roof, come back here! Stay with me and Fatch!
Fatch had not realised Roof was elsewhere until he heard Durry's shout. Seeing the danger his friend was in, the shrew overtook Durry, crying out a warning.
Roof, stay away from her!
The young squirrel had reached Silvermord. He turned his back on her, shouting to his friends,
I've captured their leader!
Silvermord sprang up and slashed at his back with her sword. Fatch saw Roof go down. He hurtled forward and threw himself upon the vixen. Swinging his stone-loaded sling, he caught her in the face as she brought the sword up to finish Roof off. Silvermord thrust backward at the shrew, clinging doggedly to her back. She felt him go limp and slide off. A sling stone caught her paw, and Durry rushed in, howling as he readied another stone to his sling. With a snarl, the vixen raced off up the stairs.